Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you personally powerful people. Oh my goodness. Are we into expansion big time? I'm telling you, as you know, I'm the sixth day into this amazing intense focus creation program that we're doing in April. And I got to tell you, the participants are just over the moon getting this living consciously every moment and how it works. And I'm really seeing how so many of the people in the community, people that have been, you know, following me for 5-6 years, still did not really understand how to put it in practice. There's a few things that actually I just got off the call because, as you know, we're meeting every morning at 7 a.m., which that constant reinforcement has just been invaluable. But one of the misunderstandings that we've been talking about is, well, when I really get this work and I really live in conscious creation all the time, I'll be happy all the time and I'll never feel negative, I'll never feel anger, that's just simply not true. And how we've put it is, you know, guys, shit happens. The point is that if you're conscious and if you're living consciously, you go, wow, shit's happening in this moment. I am going to shift that. I am going to bring back the balance. I am going to bring back the choice. I am going to bring back my objectivity so that I can stand back and create the solution. So I want to be clear about that. If anybody is admonishing or judging themselves for reacting to stuff out there, that's not what this is about. What it's about is how long you stay there and how you bring yourself back to consciousness. Another thing that came up is, you know, am I ever done with this work? Well, my answer to that, and I know that we've had it before, you remember one time when someone called into the show, the channel said, you'll know you're there when you know there is no there to get to. So my answer to you is, are you ever done with creation? Is creation ever done? No, it's a continuing, ongoing opportunity and joy to get up every day and create ourselves again. Create ourselves again. Every moment of this day, I get to create myself in a new way. How freaking exciting is that? So let's shift that perspective into consciousness is a shitload of work to it's a lot of fun. And I have the honor and the privilege of being my creator here. Okay, so that I'm sure will bring up a few things for us to talk about today. I want to remind everyone that at the end of April, this show will no longer be in this place. It will be Sundays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I'm knowing that all of you will join me there, and the shift will be made easily and effortlessly. The link for that new show will be the same link as this Thursday show has always been. So if you have it bookmarked, it will. You can just click on the same thing, the same phone number, and everything will be in place. So let's see. What's April 24th will be the last Thursday show, and then we'll be going to Monday. So May 1st will be the first Thursday show that we don't do, and we'll be going right to Sundays. Also, as most of you know, I did it a little late, but I had to make sure that I had the amazing guy that I have to do this next webinar. It's all about money. What's true about money? What's false about money? There's so many people out there creating fear about collapse and all that stuff. We're going to go into Social Security and what your best choices are there. So really look at where your fears are about money, what you don't understand about money, how money works, what's really going on in our government with money. I mean, you know, there are always these people that love to create the fear of conspiracy and all that stuff everywhere in our world. So, and of course, my business, unfortunately, has supported that. So I also really want to invite everybody, if you have intention of joining me for the May tour in New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Maine, or Massachusetts, please go to my website, go to the May tour, and get signed up so that we know approximately how many people are planning to join us. They're already starting to fill up, and I cannot be more happy and pleased about that. This is an exciting thing that I've never tried before. It's a new creation, and it will be a new adventure for me, for sure. Now, they're saying not to go to the calls yet, to go to the sheets, first sheet, 1 through 5. Oh, okay, I'm stopping it. All right, so we're claiming the cocktail around something of which I'm not sure what it is yet, and I'm going back to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet, around knowing. So obviously there's a lot of kind of questioning about your own knowing going on. Before we even start the show, they want us to bring that into balance. Okay, so around us absolutely knowing, and let's just take the opportunity to direct our Hara line, which keeps us in our knowing, to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, around our knowing. In the ionosphere and beyond, I am the creation of my own knowing. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation in the radiation of my light as the electrical charge of knowing of the electromagnetic hole within the whole. I am the thought that creates my own knowing. I am power, love, joy, and choice around my own knowing. And I claim this for all my energy in all dimensions, that all of it is integrated into me around knowing that I know. And so it is. Okay, now I can go to the calls. All right, Matthew, what's up, honey?
Hi, Dee. I have an issue that's old, and it's all about money and worth and all that thing.
Yeah, worth is what it's about, not money. Self-worth is what it's about. Okay.
Yes, yes, that feels right. Almost a year ago, I signed up for some personal training sessions at my gym, and I loved them, and I loved my trainer. Towards the end of it, he had a falling out with the parent company, and I didn't get some of the sessions that I had paid for, plus an additional 1 or 2 months. I didn't realize it was one of those you keep paying for them until you cancel kind of payment things. So So I am owed several sessions by a trainer somewhere, and I did some desultory. I felt very abandoned at the time, and I kind of still do, and I did some desultory work to try to follow up and get the value.
Well,
I
think, Matthew, that's a core thing within you.
Yes, it is. That's why I wanted to bring it up.
You're in fear of being abandoned by everybody, by the universe. And this is a beautiful opportunity for you to look at it and go, well, okay, this is a mirror of what I'm holding, a belief I'm holding, a perception I'm holding, that I get to shift around now.
Right, and that's what I want to do, is shift it around, and then after I've shifted it, go in and see if I can get some resolution. I've been very reluctant to go in and resolve it, and very kind of whatever.
Well, of course,
and I don't want to,
because you feel
whatever
like you're going to be abandoned.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you be reluctant? In other words, what that feels like is, well, what's the use? They're not going to come through for me anyway. Just starting to resonate in some other areas of your life?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's why it's such a great thing.
But what I don't understand, Matthew, is that you're aware of it and you say you want to shift it, but you haven't.
Well, that's the point. I say I want to shift it, but
you either do or you don't, baby. So do you want to shift it? Do you want to know that everybody is coming forward to support you in this world?
Yes.
Okay, then do it. Right now, just right there. I'm testing it. Okay, well, push the easy button. But you see, that's what we do. We say, I know I need to do this. I know I don't want to be this way anymore. I want to know that. And we keep saying that and trying to fix it without just saying, okay, I'm going to know and I'm going to direct myself and I'm going to keep bringing myself back to my knowing that the world rushes forward to support me. Steve does. My gym does. The people that come to see me do. My body does. Everything that's energy, which is everything, comes forward to support Matthew. And that is what you consciously want to focus on until it's just part of your knowing. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. There's nothing else to do with it, Matthew, but to do it. And that's the shift I'm really asking everybody to make now. Whatever you're talking about, you know, if you write out all the stuff that you feel isn't working in your life, and then write out the opposite positive, that's what you want to focus on. That's what you want to claim. That's what you want to direct, is the new perceptions that you hold. And then watch your life start turning around. So I would give it about a week, they're saying, and then go into the gym. And I want to remind everybody what the channel said, that your perceived outcome is what creates the results you get. So you want to perceive the outcome that these people are all going to be there for you, that this is easily rectified, and it's all going to get easily worked out. Yesterday, I found out that an airlines had charged me $5,000 that had already been paid for by somebody else on this trip that we're taking. And I started to go into, oh my God, they're going to take advantage of me. I've got to get this, you know. And and then Joni and I stepped back and went, no, we know this is going to be taken care of. We know that it's incorrect. We'll follow the steps, and we will get it done. And it was done in an hour. It was rectified in an hour. But you can't do that, you see, if you go into, well, what's the use? They're going to screw me over anyway.
Right. And,
okay.
And I think when you said write out the outcome, the perceived outcome that's going to happen, I think that's going to help me a lot. I think
it's helped everybody in the IFC, I mean, dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, we hear it and we know it, but we're not really doing it. We're still looking at the negative and trying to fix it. And that does not allow us to stay in our knowing. Okay, honey?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too.
That was a good one for everybody. Anne in Georgia, how are you, darling?
I am flying high today, Dee. Thank you.
Good.
Loving it, and what you just shared was so right on, because I'm living inside out now, and I went to that event, and I opened up and let it in. I mean, the love's probably always been there, I just haven't been able to let it in, so I took the leap right off the cliff after watching other people do, into the unknown, asked for what I wanted, to be rocked in somebody's lap, have people sing Rockabye Baby, and it took me a while, but I opened up my heart and I let it in, and life hasn't been the same since.
Well, I'm thrilled for you, Anne.
And what I really get is I had come into my own channel in beingness. When I drop into my beingness, I know that I know that I know. And then the other big aha is just like you with your movies, that's me and my finances. Until I start seeing them as loving and trusting, it ain't going to happen.
That's right.
So, that's my next big thing, and your seminar is beautifully timed. Thank you for that. And I do well. I have enough. Everything's okay. It's just the fear of loss around the stock market and investments, and that's where I'm going now.
Okay. So if we have fear around the stock markets and the collapse and the money and, oh, my God, we can't trust the government and all that stuff, right?
I'll create it.
Well, you already have created it, because that's the reality you're living in and keeping yourself in that fear.
Okay, the fear part, yes. But, I mean, I haven't lost it yet. But there have been times I have, yeah. Yeah, but I know going forward.
But hold on, Anne.
Okay,
listen to what I'm saying. I'm not talking about physically losing it.
Okay.
Whether you lose it or not, you live in the experience of losing it because you live in the fear.
Okay, I get it.
And that keeps you out of your power, out of your knowing, and out of your happiness.
Yes.
Okay? So I want you to write out, wow, I feel so much freedom about money. I know it's always there for me. I know my investments are always safe and secure and making money for me. The people that handle my money, I trust them explicitly. They know exactly what they're doing. Write out what you want so that you can focus on that when you go into the fear and bring yourself back.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been going into feelings in the solar plexus, and I'm so right on, because stuff happens. I mean, we're having lunar eclipse, we're having that, and what I'm doing now that's so totally different is I'm loving myself wherever I am, and it brings it through, and it's just, you know, it's just what's happening, and pretty soon I bounce back up.
Well, yeah. Is the lunar eclipse negative? You sounded like it was negative.
Oh, no. I'm not seeing it as negative. I'm not seeing as any of that. But in the past, when I've had those funny feelings in my solar plexus, I've identified them as fear or anxiety, and they're not. It's just new energies coming in. I don't have fear or anxieties. And I just love that feeling and give it space, and it's just something that's coming up to move out.
Yep. And you stated the most important cornerstone of everything. Loving yourself shifts everything. Thanks for calling in, baby. Love to hear from you. Oh, I love you too. Sorry, I cut you off. Carol in California. What's up?
Well, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm trying to get to the speaker. Okay. I've been having issues with my rib cage, and I'm just curious. I mean, it started about a year and a half ago where I fell and hit it on a curb, you know, and I went through that, taking care of it, and it's just something that just seems to be reoccurring. And then I started a cough, and I know it's psychosomatic. I know that and I'm just trying to understand exactly what
it is. Psychosomatic.
I'm needing to learn.
They're saying it's spiritual. I'm not a doctor. Okay.
Sure. I understand.
So, and as we know, energetic things can become physical if you don't address them.
Yes.
But they don't want to go to the physical. They want to go to something spiritual.
Okay.
And basically, I'm understanding this in the highest way. They're saying this is the way you're challenging yourself.
Okay.
To really know that you're the creator of your body.
Okay.
You know that you're the creator of a lot of things. But when it comes to your health and wellness, well, I get a no on health and a yes on wellness. When it comes to your wellness in every way, you do not absolutely stand in your knowing that you're the creator of it.
Okay.
Now, do you see where your focus is, Carol?
Yes.
Okay, your focus is on the accident. And I hurt myself, and oh, my God, now I've got this cough. So bottom line, when you allow yourself to acknowledge your greatest fear, what do you think it might be? What's your fear that this might be?
As far as the rib cage thing? Or
uh-huh.
as far as
and the cough and all that stuff.
Well, of course. The fear is that it's something physical and you'll have to go to the doctor.
Yeah, but there's a specific physical thing. What is your fear? What is your greatest fear?
Being out of control. Being out of control. I don't know.
What's the greatest disease that creates that right now in our prevalent society?
Cancer.
You bet.
Okay.
So why would you be afraid that you're going to get cancer?
I don't know because I don't think about it.
Not true. You don't think about it consciously, but your subconscious, all of our subconsciouses are bombarded with it daily.
Right.
So,
Yeah, and then you see people, and they're, of course, you know, you need to see a doctor. Anyway, forget that. Okay.
Yeah. No, don't forget that. Because that's the fear. That's how we support each other in our neuroses. Oh, you better see a doctor. And I'm not telling you not to see a doctor.
Sometimes I know.
I actually say the best thing for you to do is go see a doctor, because then you'll find out there's nothing wrong.
Right.
And then
right.
you can take your focus back and your power back into – but somebody – when I say they're close to you, I get a no. But somebody in your peripheral meetings in the last four weeks, somebody stated they'd gotten cancer, or they were talking about somebody else getting cancer. And that's when it started, this this heavier focus. Like I said, if you attracted that, you attracted it so that you can see that you have this fear. And
right.
if we have this fear, which is challenging not to have this fear in our, you know, the collective consciousness just bombards each other with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have to clearly decide on what we want to focus on. that is the positive of cancer. So let's find out what that is. Well, balance. When your cells are in balance, they're healthy and they don't create this random, you know, acceleration that happens
right.
with a cancer cell. So right. my cells are all in balance, joyfully in balance, happy little balanced cells. Let's just see all our cells dancing around, happy and balanced and loving to be with each other and, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's what you want to focus on.
Right, right. I always saw it more than worrying so much about that. I saw it more as something for my fear of moving forward, holding myself back, possibly the tightness in the rib cage, not wanting to let go of certain things that I've been holding on to.
Yes, and yes. one of the biggest things is the fear of cancer.
Okay.
That you want. Look, there's nothing that's going to hold us back more than a terminal illness.
Right.
Okay? So it goes right along with what you're talking about.
Okay.
And it is indicative of that. And the word cancer, the disease cancer, is just an example of the many ways we hold ourselves back from expanding by creating
right.
physical difficulties to have to deal with.
That's right, and it's the emotions we hold within.
Now, have you seen anybody that works with muscles? You sure you just didn't strain a muscle, honey?
Actually, that's not a bad idea, and I think I will. I think it's just it was out of joint, and then I was hiking, and I tweaked it.
Yeah,
and then,
that's what I'm
you know,
getting, is that you pushed yourself, and you're not allowing it to relax. So I would see somebody that can give you a definitive answer about that so you can relax and really, in your power, bring your focus back, okay?
Right, right. That's a good idea.
Okay.
That's
all I'm getting, Carol. Thanks, baby.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's why I keep telling you, if you're going to watch TV, every time a pharmaceutical ad comes on for a disease, you sit there and go, no, my cells are happy and balanced, and I am in perfect health. Because your subconscious takes shit on, guys. You know, you've got to be consciously creating what you want. Hi, Patty. What's going on?
Oh, a whole bunch. A morning makeup job that I had is no longer. He's doing his own makeup. So that drastically cuts my income.
Okay, create another one. We've been through this.
Okay.
Create another one somewhere else. That's like saying, well, you know, Grimm ended, and so now I don't have any income. If
okay.
an actor did that, we would live in that our entire lives because our jobs are always coming to an end.
Okay.
Okay? So get on the horn, get your stuff out there, make sure you're perceiving the results the way you want it to be, and start creating other makeup jobs.
Okay.
Okay.
And I have a, thanks, I needed a perception on that. I just wanted some insight. I went to the doctor and had blood work done, and my iron, glucose, sodium, and cholesterol are really high. The iron is dangerously high.
Okay. I thought we addressed that in another show.
Really?
Yeah. You've brought it onto the show before.
Oh.
So
okay.
what are you doing about it?
I'm completely changing my diet.
Okay. So where's your focus on?
Being healthy.
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
It's worrying about being healthy and, oh, my God, I've got to do all this stuff to be healthy, right? But you're still trying to fix the dangerously high levels, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You are fixing them. You are doing everything you can do. You're going to feel, let me tell you, a hell of a lot better when all this gets imbalanced. And the perceived results that you keep your focus on is everything in your body is balanced and you're in perfect health. And you feel into that.
Okay.
while you're taking the steps that you're taking. Now, they want to give you an energetic thing also that created these quote-unquote dangerously high levels, and they would like you not to focus on those words anymore.
Okay.
Sheets, book, give me a song.
Beautiful Day.
Okay. That's kind of self-explanatory, they're saying. Get up every morning and go, my God, I love this life. What a beautiful day. What do I get to create in this beautiful day? And I know that everybody can feel the difference between, okay, I've lost my job and that's all my income gone, and I have dangerously high levels of iron and this other stuff. It's like a whole different perspective on life than I love this life, it's a beautiful day.
Yep.
So in the midst of these things that I get to recreate and create anew, in the midst of doing and taking all of the steps that I know I need to take, while I'm doing that, I hold my focus on, I love this life, it's a beautiful day. And that's going to create the balance that you're looking for in your health, in your work, and everything else in a much quicker, easier way without so much struggle, Patty.
Thank you.
Is there anything else? No. Wow, this is a good show. A lot of discernment coming through here, guys. Thank you, Patty.
Thank
Go
you.
Have a beautiful day, woman.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're going to Steve in New York.
Oh, hi. So now we've worked on one of Matthew's seven no issues, and now we're going to work on mine. First, a win. I did the day that we talked on last Thursday. I went to an audition for Stage Force. I have absolutely no ability in that area, but I did exactly what you told me to do, and I got a call back. And
it's trusting yourself and your talent, Steve, you know.
And
that's beautiful. And the answer to your next question that you're challenged by is trusting yourself and your talent. So go ahead and ask it, but that's the answer.
Okay. I love you so much.
Well, I love the channel. They're going, let me just give him the answer before he asks the question.
No, you both are fucking geniuses, so just. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. It'll make you high. But I do that. I get the call back. The director says this is going great. You know, so I didn't get the job. I'm not upset about it. It was still a win. And but in class, my work has been really shitty, and it's
that's not true.
Oh,
they're saying that's not true. Your work is never shitty. So
okay. Why
are you defining it that way?
Well,
did somebody say
to
you?
I hit it out of the ballpark there, and you know, I haven't since I didn't get into his masterclass. I have been carrying around that rejection, I think, which is what I do in life, by the way. So,
which keeps you from knowing your own magnificence, staying in your knowing, which is what we're talking about. Because when you hit it out of the ballpark, you knew.
Yes.
And then you went into not knowing because you went, oh, my God, I hit it out of the ballpark. Now I know I can do it. I've got to do it every time.
Right. So,
pulled yourself back out of your knowing, and now you're judging yourself, which is, and you know, when you judge yourself, Stephen, you're going to create exactly what you're judging. So what's the highest thing that he has to get back? Well, it's trust. And they want to know who said to you the words, you're doing really shitty in this class?
Me.
Okay.
Because last night he said, look, I love your commitment. Let's just pull it back and do something else.
Okay, that's a direction. That's exactly...
Yes.
Almost word for word what they told me on the office. So if an actor can't take direction, you shouldn't be an actor, Steve.
Oh, I can take direction. I'm good at it, actually. Real good at it.
Well, you're not good at it without telling yourself you're shitty.
So we keep the part where I'm good at it, and we cut the part out where I tell myself I'm
Yeah,
good.
I mean, come on, this is an old game. This is an old, tired game that you keep playing with yourself, Steve.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm powerful. Oh, now I have to pull myself back and get back there again. You know, can you be over with that game?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like boring.
Yes.
You don't have to keep getting back. You just have to keep creating.
Yes. What's remarkable is that my workouts, as a sidebar, have become remarkable again. I'm picking up strength that I've lost over the last 2 or 3 years.
Okay, stop.
Pain,
stop.
Yes.
Stop. Do that with your acting then. Pick up the strength you think you've lost.
I gotcha.
Okay. Just do it.
Okay.
Mr. Nike.
Got it.
Just do
it. I love you so much. God, you know.
Tough love here, baby, but just go freaking do it. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Come on.
Oh, Lord, have mercy upon my soul. All right, Ms. Vicki in Tennessee. What's up?
Oh, hey, Dee. How's it going?
Fabulous. And you?
I'm fabulous. Just walking down a little country lane. Talking with Ms. D. So happy today.
I'll
stop walking
to
my breath. Oh, my gosh, yes.
So what can we do for you?
Well, I'm calling because about my eyes. I feel like my eyes are bringing through some sort of message. I woke up with blurry vision this morning, and I'm continually like refocusing, and I am clear vision, and this happened a few months ago when before Chris and I were moving, and I did the work with it, and it suddenly my eye could see clearly. So I'm wondering if this is if the channel has something to say.
Well,
it's
the same thing. So
okay.
What did you do? What did you correct? In how you perceived something when you were moving?
I think it was something about empowerment, but I hear the word empowerment.
Yep.
And moving forward with grace and ease and being bigger and all of this, like that kind
okay.
of.
Okay. So
yeah.
Basically, what they're saying is going on is you're going, well, my God, I've done so much this year, I can't see me doing any more.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
yet you're being called to do more and to consistently and constantly expand. So that is
yes.
the perceived outcome, which means you've got to see it that way.
Okay.
That the more and more and more I expand, I'm successful and I'm joyful. I handle it all, and there's something else. And it's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
seeing it as already happened. That's what they mean by, you know, what perception are you holding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, I'm not a doctor, and I know this is a physical thing, so if... Anytime
okay.
I deal with physical things, guys, you go within, and if you're going to feel more secure in everything and be free mm-hmm. or seeing a doctor, then you do that. But they're saying that you got it as soon as I said it, and that's really kind of been what's going on with my vision, too. You know, I'm 65. I don't wear glasses. I hardly have to use the little ones I get at Costco, but I've had to use them more in the last 5 days, and they're saying it's the same thing. And so if it's with you and with me, it's with everybody in the community that we've made such huge strides in our expansion that we're just having a little trouble seeing ourselves going further. My God, I can be more successful. I can be happier. I can have more money. And so we're going to come together right now and absolutely direct ourselves and choose to see ourselves as expanding more and more and more and handling and having more success and more expansion. And that's just the creation of us and what we're about and who we are, and we see it clearly, and it's already done, so it is. Wow. Awesome.
Wow.
Wow. I'm glad I got to that for me, too. So thank you.
Awesome.
And that's
You're welcome.
Really what everybody that's called in was dealing with here today. So. Woohoo!
Yeah. Woohoo!
Hey,
podcast.
Will you let me know, please?
Yes.
Okay.
About my vision? Yes,
yeah, like
for sure.
In a couple of days, just drop me an email, will you?
I will, definitely. Thank you
okay.
so much.
Just in
All
case.
Right, love
you. Okay, love you too.
All righty, bye-bye.
I started to say something else. They said, just shut up, Dee, it's done. Well, fine. Talk to me that way. Hey, Tasha, nice to hear from you, baby. What's up?
Hi, Dee, I've done such a cool thing.
That makes me happy to hear you start off that way.
I've done such a cool thing. It's like I'm barely able to contain myself. I keep gushing to other people about it, and so I want to gush to you.
Oh, gush away, baby! I'm so happy to hear you happy.
It's so nice, Dee. It's so nice. I feel like I finally found my voice. I downloaded this little drawing program on my iPhone, and I started doodling with it, and I started really enjoying the cartoons I was making, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to make a tiny blog. So 2 days later, I made a blog on WordPress, and every day I post one little picture, and I can't stop drawing, and I've got over 250 little pictures, and some people have looked at it, and you know, a friend of mine who's like a serious artist is loving it. He's like, oh my God, this is really, you know, finally like your medium. And I'm so happy. And another friend of mine who's an artist, I sent her just a little doodle in a text message. And she was like, oh my God, that's brilliant. That sums me up. I want to buy it. So I've like sold my first drawing.
Oh my God. And what I'm looking at right now? I'm looking at that beautiful little hummingbird that you made out of foil when you were here for Creation Station.
Tinkles.
And I said to you, my God, Tasha, you're so artistic. You did that with your hands?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to send it to me. Can you send it to me?
I can. Yeah, I'll send it to you in an email.
Okay. I would love
I've got like, I've got like 28 followers. Hey, out of nowhere.
Well, but it's not out of nowhere, and I want you to acknowledge that. It's out of Tasha getting herself back into alignment with her joy and her love and not thinking she's always got to get down on herself, you know, that that's not a part of the pattern she has to live anymore, and she's loving life, and she's getting out there, and then she starts drawing because she's so happy, and that joy took her to something that's gonna flourish and get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and if you want it to, and that's exactly how it works. When I started getting myself back into alignment with television, I started working and attracting what I wanted to do in TV.
Yeah, it's about the fun. I get it now.
Yeah, guys, look.
Yeah.
Like I keep saying to you, if you walk in a room and somebody's standing there and they're going, you know, I'm kind of a piece of shit and I'm really messed up and, God, I'm so depressed about life and I never have enough money and, you know, I ache all the time. And then in the other side of the room, somebody's laughing and clapping and everybody's high-fiving. And where do you want to go play?
Yeah.
If you're the universe walking into the room, where are you going to obviously choose to go play?
Yeah, no, it's obvious.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, energy wants to create. And when
it's just so cool. I feel so powerful now. Like I really am creating, you know? Like I'm creating.
Of course you are creating.
And it was so easy.
And you're creating. I mean, we're always creating, Tasha. You were just creating hardship and struggle and worry before. And it's a lot more fun to create cartoons, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. For all of us, baby.
Yes.
And just to hear your vibration as soon as you came on just made me dance. Just freaking made me dance.
Well, I just want to say to everybody, whatever idea you have, do it. It's easy.
Exactly. Do it and have fun, and don't let any of the yeah buts get in your way. Just go do it. Oh, my God. Thank you for calling in. What a joyous call from you. Thank you. Woo-hoo!
Thank you, Nate. Love you.
Love you, too. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, Lynn. Hi, honey.
Hi. This is such a great show. I'm looking for the pony, Dee.
It's you, Lynn.
Yes, I got that. And I, oh, yes, I know that. And
well, you don't know that if you ask the question, though. You don't know it, Lynn. You don't know it if you're not living it. I want everybody to hear what I just said. To know and not to do it is still not knowing it. You have to put it into action.
Okay.
So what's the challenge?
Okay. The challenge is that I have this pain in my lower back, way lower back and like my left hip. And I continue to just kind of, you know, do the work around it. And I'm not exactly sure what pushed it over the edge, but day before yesterday I was in so much pain and I moved a certain way. So I went to my doctor yesterday. He's really good at energy stuff. He's really good at body stuff. And he's like, wow, your pelvis is wide open and it should be closed more. And there's ligaments there and it's in direct correlation with your adrenals. And so he has me taking, you know, more and more adrenal supplements. And I'm wearing this not like a lower back belt, but for your pelvis, like under your hip bones, to kind of keep it together. And he's like, okay, don't go to the gym for a week. Okay, as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, my God. Okay. And he said, and wear this for 6 weeks. And he's like, once it's back together, it takes a lot. It won't go out again. But it's and I don't know how long this has been going on, but I've never felt this kind of pain and had to move this slow ever. And so.
Okay, those are your key words, Lynn. And move this slow. And that's what it's all about energetically. There's some part of Lynn that is sabotaging the Lynn that wants to move ahead quickly and easily and effortlessly. And it's fear. And it's fear of making it. So you slow yourself down.
Wow. Yeah. Because, you know, things are going much better with this new job that I took on. Although I took yesterday and today off and I'm back tomorrow for the weekend. I was renting a room in Santa Monica, and I was super excited. Everything was set for 3 weeks. I paid for 3 weeks. And I'm there for a couple of days or even a day, and her teenage son is there getting high every day and night with his friends. And I'm like, okay, this isn't what I want. And so I contacted the mom. She contacted him. He stopped for a day. And she's like, he's not supposed to be doing that in my house. He knows that. Blah, blah, blah. And then it was back up. And she's coming back today. I'm returning the keys and everything today. And I did have it. I knew that I deserved better than that. So I said, I'd like to have some of the money back that I gave to you for the 3 weeks. Because she was good with that. And it took a lot to even ask her that. But I did. And she's like, okay, yes, I'll work something out with you, and a portion will be given back to you. My boyfriend's out of town for a week, so I'm staying at his place.
So let's just get to the one core issue that
like
keeps slowing you down.
Yeah, I'd like to find a home where I stay, because I'm looking at a bag, and I have been, and I don't want to go back to my sister's, because there's, you know, I'm done with what I need to be
there for.
Okay,
tell me what you want, Lynn.
I want to easily and effortlessly take care of myself and live in joy and love financially, for my career, in my body, with a partnership. I want to experience fun and expansion easily and effortlessly, and honor, respect, and
okay, and
all
right
around
now,
it.
Universe, I want a place to stay where that I love, where I'm respected, that I feel safe, that's permanent.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let's get a little bit more specific.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm directing my body to heal, and I'm letting it know that I'm ready, willing, and able to know that I can handle moving forward. That's what the fear is. They want to go to a core belief here, but it's your fear that you're not going to handle, and this is for all of us, not going to be able to handle all of what we get when we go into our conscious creation and stay there in joy consistently. I'm going to this page. No, here, 22, 23, 24. Oh, Jesus. Okay, when I'm loved, I'm depressed. That's what it's, how it's written. They want to change the words. When I am God, and that means when I'm the creator, right? When I create mm-hmm. me, I'm depressed.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I want to look at this for, we're going to have to look at it quick because we're down to the end of the hour. Because truthfully, that doesn't resonate with me. So I want more discernment around that. Basically, they're saying, when I'm God, when I'm the creator of me, I'm depressed because subconsciously I go back to it's always been taken away from me. And that's what we're all looking at subconsciously that we don't know is going on. So right now, we're redirecting our energy. We're telling ourselves, we're telling our brains, this is what we're going to focus on. Everybody write this down and somebody email me with it. Stephen, email me with it when you get home. I'll pick one person so everybody doesn't do it. When I am God, I am overjoyed at the consistency of good that is created by me and accepted by me and delivered to me. I hope you got that because I don't think I'll ever be able to say it again. The words were coming in so fast. So, in other words, when I'm God, I celebrate the joy of always consistently knowing that everything I create is created by me, delivered to me, experienced by me, consistently, all the time.
Beautiful.
That's the knowing that we're standing in, going back to the first of the hour and the knowing. That is our strong knowing that we're standing in, that I am the continual conscious creator of good in my life, and therefore I move forward joyfully and quickly and with the surety of the consistency of the creation. And so it is. It's done.
So it is.
We did it. And yahoo. Okay,
yahoo.
Guys.
Thank you,
please,
Dee Dee.
Join me for the webinar. Yes, you're welcome, sweetheart. Thanks for, wow, what a lot you brought in there. The webinar will be on April 30th. Please check out the May program. As many of you can testify, you ain't seen Dita, you've seen her in person. So come and play with us. I'm bringing in some new things that even those of you that have been with me for a long time, Yeah, you're going to have a whole different seminar than we had last year, those of you that came to see it live. And Creation Station, guys, Creation Station is June 13th, 14th, and 15th. That's the complete first training. It will be an entirely new weekend than it has ever been before, while we still cover the basics. So if you're new, it's $600. If you want to return, it's $300. I do have some places on my floor so that you don't have to put up for a hotel. Tasha can tell you what a ball we had with everybody on the floor last year. Until we meet again, love yourselves, guys. Love yourselves. Go create. Be the magnificent. Experience the magnificence of loving this life and how fabulous the creators are that you are. Goodbye.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.